Of God's word, you may be seated this morning. Amen. Amen. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. If you would bow your heads with me for a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning as humble as we know how, thanking you, Father God, for who you are. Father God, thanking you for who we are in you. Father God, we ask you right now to be with us in this hour. Lord, as we open up the book, this divine holy book, the Bible, Father God, and seek what you would have for us to know on today. Lord God, enhance our lives with your word. Enhance our lives with your spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way within each and every one of us. Father God, we want more of you and less of self. Father God, we want more of you and less of this world. Father God, I ask you right now to forgive us for our sins that we committed that we knew of, and Father God, those that we knew not. Lord God, I ask you right now that if I'm standing here for self today, Lord God, I ask you to destroy me right now where I stand. Father God, I ask you that if I'm too high, that you would lower me, but if I'm too low, Father God, lift me up and put me where you want me to be. Have me to say the words, Lord, that need to be said. Lord, have me to do what needs to be done. Lord God, we are the potter. We are the clay, Father God, and you are the potter. Mend us, shape us, and even break us if you need to, Father God, to make us what you want us to be. Father God, we pray that we will abide in the Holy Spirit, Father God, that we will listen when you talk. We'll move when you say move. We will speak when you say speak. Lord God, right now that we cast Satan out of this house right now in the name of Jesus. We cast any spirit that is not of you out of this place right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you cannot dwell in this place. You cannot dwell in our minds, in our hearts. You are not invited in this service. Exit right now. Holy Spirit, have your way within our hearts and within our minds. Lord, have us to do what needs to be done. Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you for what you did with your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you placed Jesus Christ at your right side, Father God, as an intercessor for each and every one of us. Lord God, when we don't even know what to pray, Father God, he'll interpret what we need to be said to you. And we thank you for that. Most of all, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for the blood, Father God. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Let's give the Lord another great hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. 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 It's just a blessing to see, amen, you all out in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. It's just a blessing to be able to stand in front of you and share with you what the Lord has shared with me. Had the opportunity just to sit down with the Lord and begin to write a couple of days ago, and I was writing in such a fashion, I had to go back this morning and rewrite it all and put it in order. Amen. But when the Lord is speaking, I try to be obedient. Amen. Amen. So he laid me down in this word. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. You know, the son of David's son, Solomon, who the Bible says is the wisest man that ever lived. Amen. And I'm just happy that he wrote these words out for us to be a help to each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. My scripture came from Proverbs 3:6. It says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Verse 5, if you jump back up, it says, "Trust in the Lord in all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding." Then it goes on to say, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." So I want to talk about today. Amen. If you guys just give me a minute. Looking for direction. Looking for direction. Amen. How many of us, amen, are truly are looking for direction? Amen. And I've said this before, but Kenny Rogers, the famous country and western song, had a country and western singer, had a song that said, "Looking for love in all the wrong places." Amen. He said, searching for a whole lot of other stuff. But he had spent all of his time looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen. How many of us can testify? And you don't have to raise your hand this morning, but we've sought things. We've gone after things in the wrong place and in the wrong time and in the wrong way. So that leaves us looking for direction. Some of us have been in church all of our lives, but we're still looking for direction. Amen. Some of us have been on that same job, amen, for years, but we're still looking for direction. Some of us have been parents for years, amen, and we buy every book that we can to help us be a better parent, amen, looking for direction, amen. Some of us have been in relationships, amen, but we're still looking for direction, amen. Some of us want to be, what do they call it, financially free and financially independent, amen. That means you don't want to owe nobody. And you've been looking to be debt-free and financially independent for a long time. Amen? The word tells us, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the problems that we have, the problem that you and I have, all starts right here. In our minds. Amen. Sometimes, and my brothers and sisters, our thinking is simply not right. Amen? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. See, the problem is some of us have some things going on that we don't want God to know about. We can't let him, we can't acknowledge him in all of our ways because we got some stuff going on that we truly don't want to give to God. We truly don't want to tell Jesus about it. But my brothers and sisters, there's nothing that's ever been done that Jesus didn't do. Oh, I knew it'd get quiet. When Jesus hung on that cross, my brothers and sisters, he hung on that cross, amen, and he had the weight of the world's sins on his shoulders. Understand that he was everything bad on that cross. He represented every form of sin that you can imagine, even though he was perfect. Amen? So when you are afraid to trust God with what's going on in your life, you're afraid to trust the Lord with what's going on, Jesus is telling you, I already did it. Man, Lord, help me. I don't want to tell the Lord that I lied. Jesus said, I already lied. I already did it. I died for that. My blood covered that. All these women, I just can't leave these women alone. Every time I turn, I see one. Oh, whoa. He said, I've been there, done that. Guess what? My blood covers that. I just keep writing these hot checks. He said, I wrote some too. I've been there, done that. My blood covered that. Woo! I'm just trying to help you out this morning. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So, in everything that we do, my brothers and sisters, we got to put God in our business. See, that's the problem. We don't want to trust the Lord with us. We think we can hide stuff from him. Amen? We truly think that God don't know what's going on. He knows all about it. Because he's an all-knowing and an all-seeing God. But my brothers and sisters, through Jesus Christ, you're perfect. When you mess up, you know what Jesus said. I'm moving too fast because I was going to show you that in Scripture. Let me slow down. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Now, my brothers and sisters, the problem with most of us is we start off, we're just headed out, but we don't know where we're going. Okay. Let me put this where you can understand it. We don't see people doing this much, but I talked about the layover a few weeks ago, right? And in the layover is not your destination, amen. So you have to know what your destination is before you thumb a ride, amen. Before you stand on side of Highway 271, if you're trying to get to Choctaw Casino, you have to make sure that the person you're riding with is going that way. Or if you're trying to get to Orange Chapel and you're in Paris and you get on 271, somebody may be on 271, but they may be going to Mount Pleasant. Are y'all with me? You have to know your destination. You got to know where you want to be before you jump in the car with somebody. And before you come to Christ, you got to know where Christ is going to lead you. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your path. He's going to direct you straight to heaven. Now, what happens is with most of us is we deal with circumstances. How many of y'all know what circumstances are? Anybody got some circumstances going on in your life right now? Well, see, I got some things, you know. There was a rap song that back in the day said, I'm going through some things. I'm going through some things. Y'all remember that one? See, that was one of them, you know, you had to be real hood to know that one. I'm going through some things. So we all have circumstances going on. I had a conversation with a sister yesterday after the benefit program, and we began to talk about the OC and what God is doing right here. Watch this. How many of us have drama going on in our personal life? I'll be the first one. Some of y'all, I read your Facebook. Raise your hand. I'm all on it. Personally, everybody in here, we have some drama, something going on in our lives that's really difficult to deal with. Brother Darrell, I need you to draw a circle around me. Come help me out a little bit. Draw a circle. Just draw a circle around me. Boy, you're in worse shape than I am, boy. Bradley could get down. But what we talked about was the beautiful thing about the OC is all of us got drama going on in the world. But when we come in here, for some of us, this is the only peace we get. We don't have drama, amen, in here. Woo, with all these young folks, and y'all know y'all can set it off in any minute. It could just go down up in here. But we find peace when we come together in this house of God. And I'm afraid, my brother and sister, I'm just going to be honest with you. I've never been part of a church experience like this. Everywhere else I ever been, it was just as much drama in the house as it was in the world. Matter of fact, there was a little bit less in the world because when we was drinking under the tree, we shared the liquor. If I lost my last dollar shooting dice, Todd would give me $2. Here, man, here, $2, man. So get back in the game. Get back in the game. but we come in here, my brothers and sisters, and there's peace in here. Now watch this about that drama that's going on in your life, because there's somewhere that you want peace in your life, right? Woo! Hallelujah, somebody. Brother Zwayland, draw a circle back there. Draw a big circle back there. All right, there's another circle. She going back to children's church. That's how she said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready now. Now watch this. Circumstances is just a circle that I'm standing in right now. But see, the circle I want to be in is over yonder. Are y'all with me? The circle I truly want to be in is there. It's peace. Woo. Are y'all with me? There's some drama going on in this circle, but you know what? I'm not going to give up because I got my eyes on the prize. Amen. This is just the circle I happen to be in right now. But guess what? I'm going to get out of this circle and I'm going to have to get to that circle. Amen. And then when I'm in this circle, guess what? There's nothing. I got to get in that circle, but I'm still moving toward where God wants me to be. You have to know your destination before you thumb a ride. And if you get on this ship of Zion with Jesus, amen, we are going, well, what the baby said, we're going to heaven. And I'm praying when I get there, I see everyone I know. Where in the Bible, but my brothers and sisters, now y'all, here I go. Where in the Bible does it say we're not going to know each other? That's something we tell everybody. We get to heaven, we ain't going to know each other. Yes, we are. Because my spirit is who I am. My soul is what I have. When I die, that's dead. That's got nothing. But my soul moves on. So what makes me move and breathe is my soul. Is my spirit. I'm going to know every last one of y'all. Ooh, Brother Ryan, we made it, dog. We ball, you barely got here, but we made it. But what we do, I took some notes here. Look, write this down if you want to. The place that you and I want to go, See, there's some drama here. Bills, man, dead. Health is bad. I got this knee, boy. Y'all get close to him. I smell like I got Bengay, everything. Y'all smell like an old man. This old body, man, I wore it out, man. But it's all right. Because the place I'm trying to get is a place called Healed. Amen. I'm not even going to lay down in this circle. Because this circle is knee hurt. This circle is limping. This circle can't move like I want to move. That's what this circle, I don't like, but see, the circle I'm trying to get to is healed. Now, what he told me, he said, you got to go through McKinney, go to Dr. Prudish, and let him hook you up. That way you can get the healed. Pray for the doctor when he works on you. Pray for the nurses. Amen. Do what they tell you. Hallelujah, somebody. But the circle I'm trying to get to is healed. Man, I'm broke. But the circle I'm trying to get to is that I'm the lender and not the borrower. So guess what? I'm just not going to lay down in broke in a 400 credit score. I can't get no loan. Yeah, you can get it from somebody. You're going to pay a lot of interest. You can get one. But you know, I'm tired of renting. I want to buy my own place. That's that circle down there. And guess what? Don't stay in your current situation, your current circumstances, because the place you're trying to get is healed. The place you're trying to get, the circumstances you want to be in is prosperous. Amen? It's blessed. And most of all, saved. Now, if your current circumstances is unsaved, you really need to change your circle. But my brothers and sisters, you got to know where, amen, your destination is. And before you thumb a ride, you better know where they're going. And most of us, my brothers and sisters, the reason why we've gotten to the place that we're in, because we just catch a ride with whoever, wherever. Where are you going? No, get on in. Come on, get in. You just don't want to walk. But you know what? He said that we shall walk and not be weary. Got to be careful who you get in the car with. You better roll with Jesus in everything that you do. Put him in your business. Woo. And what God will do is he will change your circle. He'll change your circumstances. Anybody here ever change your circumstances? Mm-hmm. Some of y'all used to be some stuff, but you ain't that no more. I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Amen? Hallelujah, church. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Now, watch this. Now, when you're in your circumstance, when you're in your situation, see, what you have to do is give it to God. Pray about it. So you plant that seed. The Bible talks, it speaks of, so the Bible, all over the Bible is sowing and reaping. Amen? And when you pray, that it means you're sowing a seed. Now, once you throw that prayer out there, bloop, good man. You want a good man, not because he got Jordans and rims on his car. I mean, that's okay, but saved. You know what I'm saying? Y'all with me? Know what I'm saying? All right. But you plant that seed. Now, you know what the problem is with most of us? You throw it out there, and because it doesn't do what you think it ought to do, then you just, oh, well, I guess it ain't meant for me. I'm just in this city. I'm going to be by myself my whole life. You lying. You ain't by yourself. Nobody just don't know who you're messing with. I'm single and satisfied. Mm-hmm, yeah. You got a maintenance man, that's why. Yep, you know I'm, uh-huh. Hold your nose and swallow, it's good for you. God see everything. But see, the problem is, it don't do what you think it ought to do when you plant that seed. What the seed does first is it grows down. And when you plant that seed, that's when you ought to shout. Because he said that he'd give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Wait a minute. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You plant the seed, it grows root. That's when you ought to get crumb. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, see, a tree that don't have any root can't stand. But the problem with most of us is, you know, when we start to shout, you want to shout once you see something popping up. Once you see the growth up. But see, you ought to get crunk when it grows down and develops roots. And you know what? When it grows up, amen, when that thing manifests itself, you ought to just shut up and say, I expected him. I knew he was going to do it all the time. And messed y'all up, didn't it? But most of us don't get excited till we see it. Amen? I got excited when God sent me to Orange Chapel. It was five folks here. I got excited. Woo! Orange Chapel, yeah! Dudes was telling me, man, don't go down there, man. Them folks crazy. Don't go down there. Do not go. You know what they're going to do? They're going to give you a pair of skates when you get there. Because they're going to roll you right out real quick. You'll be there for a little while. They're going to roll you right up out of there. But the devil is a lie. I ain't excited now. You know what? This don't surprise me what God is doing here. Amen. Because I knew there's another circle that we needed to be in. And we not where we ought to be yet. Matter of fact, before it's all over with, this building ain't going to be big enough. Hallelujah. Don't get mad. Be glad because we fishing. How many of y'all done brought somebody to the OC, said, come on, go to church with me, that came with you. We fishing. We doing what God called us to do. Amen. Looking for direction. That was my topic, and I just keep jumping all over the place. Okay, let's get back in the book. I shall, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, go turn to Luke 10 and 19. I watched this show, y'all, that messed me up the other night. I watched this show the other night. Any of y'all, what? You said it was cold, man. It done got hot. Anybody else hot? Man, bump that. Yeah, man, dude, go do something, bro. Somebody cold? Somebody hot? Boy, ain't that like the... Oh, you young. You're going to be all right. Yeah, turn the thing down about 71, 70. I'm trying to pass out. Y'all going to think I got the Holy Ghost. I just got too hot. Well, Pastor was full of the Spirit. Now, I'm going to help you and I'm on the flow. Preacher grabbed a mic and he fall out. Brother, you ain't that happy, man. Quit all that. I ain't seen nowhere in the Bible where Jesus fell out. Sorry if I just messed up your theology. Luke 10 and 19. Somebody there? What it says? Y'all, I watched this show, and these guys, this church, y'all ever seen on where they got these churches where the people run around with them rattlesnakes and copperheads, and then they were going to hunt for them and bringing them back, and they got these boxes full of poisonous snakes. Hey, man, y'all need to quit, man. God give you some sense, too. You taking this word way too literal. Let me show you what the Lord is telling us. Amen. When we follow, see, Satan ain't nobody to be scared of. See, some of us, oh boy, the devil gonna get you. Come on, devil. That's why I had Superman shirt on last week. And then, you know what? Then, you know what Satan tried to tell me? Oh, you think you're Superman? Why is your knee hurt? You think you're Superman? Why did that swimming pool pump go out and it's gonna cost you $500 to get you a new one, Mr. Superman? Mr. Superman, watch this. I'm going to put you and your mama in the hospital the same week. Really? Man, I ain't scared of that dude. Look what the word tells me. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, look at the wording. Behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents. See, you know what that gives? That gives us authority over and control over. When you can just step on something, and he's talking about Satan and his imps and his demons. He ain't talking about me running here with a bunch of rattlesnakes. If you're looking for Pastor McGuire to do that for you to believe that I'm truly a man of God, forget it. It ain't happening. I ain't running here with no copperheads, no sir. Matter of fact, if you watch that show and you, it starts to talk about those, you know, the people that have been bit by and died. Really? So we're not going to be running around with rattlesnakes at the OC. And the power over all of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. So my current circumstances, my current circle, it don't look so good. But you know what? God has given me power to walk over whatever circumstance or situation I'm in. Amen. And get to the next point and get to the next point in my life. Amen. How many of y'all want to move forward in life? Let's get over this fear thing. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Quit being so scared of everything. Well, I don't know. Church, the brokest place in the world. Look in the paper. Garage sales. Fish dinners. Car washes. Chicken plates. I ain't seen nowhere in the Bible where God told us to fund the church like that. Now the world do that. The world buy chicken for what, $1.98, something like that, and sell you a sandwich for $5 or $6. I just don't believe the church. I don't believe the church should operate that way. That's just what I believe. I think that it's by tithes and offering. Amen. How many of y'all got time to be standing out in front of Bales on a bake sale? I ain't trying to do that. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that. Then somebody gets sick off one of y'all's cakes, and then, ooh, them Orange Chapel folk, nasty. Now we walk around with a bad name because you reached and made a bad cake. But behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents. And looking for direction in our direct, guys, there are things that are going to come up. But walk over them, run over them, step on them. Amen? Because look at what he is. Look at 1 Peter 1 and 5. Now, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. There's a way to be on his path. And this is the problem. 1 Peter chapter 5, I mean chapter 1 verse 5. Or chapter 5 verse 1, I think it's chapter 5, 1. 1 and 5 says, be sober. Is that what your Bible says? Is that right? 1 Peter 1 and 5. No, that's not right. Let me look. I wrote down the wrong. Hold on. I'm not. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And let me get that right quick. I know it's 1 Peter something. 1 Peter. Oh, 5 and 8. 5 and 8. No, that's not right. Y'all bear with me. Be sober, be vigilant. 5, yeah, that's right. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Your Bible say, be sober, be vigilant? All right. Back on track. Sorry about that. Watch this. Be sober when we're on the path. When we're on the path with God, see, we got to be in our right mind. That's what that be sober mean. That means don't be drinking. That means just be sober. Be in your right mind. Amen. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. There's some things you should know about your enemy. Are y'all with me? Is this helping anybody this morning? I know it's kind of like Bible study, but I just want to help you this morning. And give me about 5 more minutes and we're done. Be sober. That means be in your right mind. Be on top of your game. Amen. Because you can't get out of your current circumstance if you're not in your right mind. Amen. In order for you to be sober, guess what? You need to be about this word of God. Because the only way you're going to defeat Satan is through the word of God. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be vigilant. That means don't be no punk. Oh, I said it, didn't I? Be real. Be vigilant. Be about your father's business. Don't be scared. Don't be soft. All right? God don't want no coward soldiers. How many of y'all roll with somebody that's scared? How many of y'all spend, you go out somewhere and you need some help? Okay, you get ready to move, but you're going to pick somebody that can't lift nothing. No, you're not going to do that. How many of you girls, y'all knew y'all was going to the club to fight? Took people with you that could fight, didn't you? You took your big friend. y'all wore tennis shoes. Went and took your braids out before you left home. You were vigilant. man, fellas, when we, you know, we had one of them trips, you know, you didn't know what might go down. You weren't taking no, if you saw, oh, no, no, this trip ain't for you. We might run into tides now. He said, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, your adversary, the devil. See, we all mad at each other, but the true enemy is Satan. You know, I'm mad at Steve Jr. I'm mad at little Steve. Man, Steve, man, oh, that dude, man, I don't like him, man. I don't like him, pretty boy, man. He all smooth skin, waves in his hair. I don't like that dude. Good job. Nice little family. Man, I don't, and he drive a 300. I'm blaming on Steve. But you know what? Satan putting all that in my mind, all that in my heart. Amen. Hating comes straight from Satan. That's why they rhyme, hating and Satan. Amen. But look at what he does. He said, the Bible says, as a roaring lion, we treat Satan like he is a lion. But the word said, as. He ain't, it's a mirage. He's not a lion. He said, as a roaring, Jesus Christ is the lion. Woo! And the lamb. He's all of it at the same time. As a roaring, do you see that as? Does it say as in your Bible? How many does it say as in your Bible? A lion, as a roaring lion, seeking, guess what? How many of you walk around your neighborhood, you just roar? We like forests. We're going to run out of the, we just going to take our running. But he's as a roaring, it's not a lion. He's just trying to scare you up because you in your current circumstances. So what he wants you to do is he wants to yell and scream and make all this noise so you don't move to the next level. You don't move toward that circle and those circumstances that God truly wants you to be in. The roaring lion can be your best friend. That lion can be your family member. That lion can be alcohol and drugs, seeking to whom he may devour. Hallelujah, somebody. That lion could be a hater that don't want you to be in church. I don't know what you're going down there for. Ain't nothing but a bunch of mess. Not here. Because we serve God. Amen. It ain't about people in this place. Looking for direction. I think we found some direction today, didn't we? Things we should know about. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now any of y'all watch the Discovery Channel? Who did the lion pick on? Watch this. Come here, Devin. I'm sorry, man. You're right in the middle of your game. That's all right. You could probably, you know what, and I ain't tripping on that. Khalil used to play his game in church, and one Sunday I was mad at him. I was going to whoop him because I said, you better tell me what the preacher preached about. You backed on that game. I'm sitting in the pulpit. You got me looking crazy, my son out there playing games. That boy told me the text, the scripture, all the points. And you know what? These kids can do things, y'all, that we couldn't do. So don't be tripping if somebody next to you playing a game because they know what's up. These kids can multitask. We can't. They're smarter than we were. They are. So if a kid's playing or what, leave them alone, because believe me, they can do a lot of things at once. They do their homework. Amen. Text. Amen. With the music on and the TV on and playing the game and still get their lesson done. They can do it. Amen. We can't. All right, the lion. Come here, brother Reed. I know you got that book. Come on, Ron. You're a big guy. Come on up here. See, the lion, man. The lion's really, the way he hunts, man. This dude don't run up on the biggest guy. Did y'all notice that? He's seeking whom he may devour. So what he does is, get out there, Devin. Get out there, circumstances. Stop right there. Now, as long as Devin, see what he do when he's weak. Ooh, there's one in a polo shirt with some skinny jeans on. You know, I don't know. I don't know what he is, but he's by himself. He look good. Seeking to whom he may devour. Because he's out there by himself. He doesn't have any protection. And then the thing about it is, his mama's not around, his daddy's not around. He's the roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He said, oh, that's the one. Fellas, what I need y'all to do is, them three big ones back there, I need you to run up on them and make them run that way. Because there's no protection for him. And he's going to run that way. And when he runs that way, I'm going to get him. Oh, so then here he comes. Roar.
Is that what they do first?
He comes in, everybody takes off. Guess what? He's by himself. That's why we have to stay under the covering of God. Come here, Devin. Stand right there, Ron. Stand right there, Ron. Both of them named Ron. Look how God works. Devil, seeking whom he may devour. Ooh, that one in the middle looks tasty. You know, they get so big, that meat is tough. I don't want that tough meat. I don't want that one right there. And this other one looks sick. He limping. And then that one, he just funny looking. I don't know what I'm on. Hey, I don't know. I don't want him either. Oh, but that one in the middle, if I could just get to him. But he's got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all around him, and he's protected. My brother said, you got to have protection. Amen? Looking for direction, my brothers and sisters, the only protection that we can have. Amen. Our direction, we need to be circled. We need to be circled up with God's program. Amen. Are y'all with me? And not only the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he said, but look around. Look at all them other ones out there. Ooh, it's a field full of them. I don't think we can take all them. Woo! I don't think we can take all them by ourselves. If we get up in that herd of folks, it may be some trouble because they are one accord. They together. And if you hurt one of them, you got to hurt all of them. Are y'all with me this morning? Thank you, fellas. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise. And what Satan will do is, back to the circumstances, Satan will use your current circumstance to tell you you ain't doing good. But see, what he don't know is where you're trying to go. Amen? So when he starts to play games with your mind about where you are, oh, well, you don't have much money, well, you must not, God must be punishing you. No, he's not, because in the new covenant, there's nothing but blessing. Tell yourself that, in the new covenant of Jesus Christ, there's nothing but blessings. What God does for us has nothing to do, amen, with us. It's all because of his love for us. Amen. Salvation has nothing to do with what you do. It's about what he does. And you know what? Some of us are great testimonies because of how messed up we were. And look what the Lord did for us. Amen. He saved us. Amen. Amen. Y'all going to pray with me this morning? And then I'm done. This is how we have confidence in where we're going. This is how we have confidence in where we're going, in our direction of where we're going. Hebrews 4 and 3. Turn to Hebrews 4 and 3. Come on, Tony. I was going to hoop a little bit for y'all, but this ain't that kind of day. Hebrews 4 and 3. Are you there yet? This is beautiful. This is beautiful right here. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Did y'all see that? As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Did y'all see that? Y'all didn't catch that, did you? Let me read this to you from the New Living Translation, because I really, really want you to get this before we go today. Because I think that, amen, if we really understand what the Lord did for us and how we should be believing, the church is wasting too much time on trying to tell folks how to live. Don't do this. Don't do that. You better not do this. You don't wear your pants sagging. Don't wear your skirt too short. Who wants to go somewhere with all those rules? I don't. The church needs to be teaching right believing. And guess what? If we believe right, we'll do right, because that's in the mind. Amen? It's about our mindset. And in looking for direction, we got to have a right mindset about it all. I'm excited about this sermon today, y'all. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm excited about it. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. And I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation before we get out of here. For it says in the New Living Translation, chapter 4, verse 3, for only we who believe can enter his rest. Did y'all see that? For only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest. Then it goes on and says, even though this rest has been ready since he made this world. So what we have to be, my brothers and sisters, is confident. We have to be confident in Christ's works and what he's already done. Amen. How many of you this morning are confident in what Christ has already done for you? Amen. And if we'll acknowledge him in all our ways, then he will direct our paths. If we're looking for direction, we got to look to Jesus. Don't look to your neighbor. Don't look to your granny. Don't look to your daddy. Don't even look to your pastor. Amen. But you look to him. Amen. And guess what? When that person that's around you is speaking God talk and the word of God, your spirit is going to agree. Your spirit is going to be comfortable. Your spirit is going to be moved by that individual that you're dealing with if they're coming in the name of God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. How many of us are looking for direction? Amen. Let's look to Jesus because he's going to direct each and every one of our paths. Amen. I want to be on his path. It's like train tracks. I love, you know, the train don't waste no time. It get to where it's going to go because those tracks take you right. Stay on track. Amen. Amen. My son left this morning. He's going to, Khalil's always, he's always hustling. He's always trying to make the best deal and make some money and all that. And you know what? I trusted him leaving this morning. He's going to Mansfield. That's a long ways for, you know, your 17-year-old son to go. But you know what? I got confidence in where he's going. I said, hey, man, you got your directions? He said, oh, yeah, I got my GPS. He said, my phone, it's going to get me. I got my GPS. Amen. You know what, God? The Lord Jesus Christ is our GPS. He's going to lead us where we need to go. Amen. He knew he was going to Mansfield. He used what he had to get there. Amen. Amen. And, you know, he had a destination in mind. So my brother says, don't be thumbing a ride if you don't know where you're going. Some folks have called themselves getting on this Christian journey, but you caught the wrong ride. He was going the opposite direction. Young women, if you want to catch a man, you catch a man going in the right direction. First thing you ask him, are you saved? See, what we do is say, how many kids you got? You got a girlfriend? No. Your first question ought to be, are you saved? Are you married? No, that shouldn't be your first question. Your first question ought to be, are you saved? And then if he say, yeah, and then you say, are you married? And he say, yeah, you need to run, Forrest, run. Because he's being very carnal. Amen? Young men, when you meet a young lady, first question on it be, how many kids you got? Because I know that's, you know. And it be, sister, you say, how you in God? How you in Christ doing? I mean, you know. We asking the wrong question. We thumbing the ride. We jump in the car with it, and then we get set up. We on first 48. I saw an episode the other day. Some girl called a dude up. Hey, come by. I'm at the motel. Drove over there. Dude walked out. Pow, 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 pow. I had it on tape. Dude come in crying. Oh, mom, I can't do all that time. I can't do all that time. You know what, guys? You know what? I'm the same way. I can't do all that time in hell because they say the Bible says it's eternal. Amen. Eternal hell, eternal death. I can't go. I can't do that kind of time. That's why I'm going in the other direction. Where they said that Sabbath will have no end. Where it'll just be like Sunday every day. Holy, holy, holy. We'll sing and be excited about God and what's going on and we'll celebrate. That's where I want to go. I can't do that kind of time they talking about in hell, Ron. I can't do it. I can't do it. Eric, I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. What direction are you going in? If you've never accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, amen, today would be a good day to do that. Amen, because if you never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you know what? Your destination and your circumstance is bad. Your destination is hell if you've never accepted him as your Lord and Savior. I challenge you today, if you have a question in your mind whether or not you're saved, you need to come just to make sure.